When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium, and that was Gerard Mayo on Drake May taking the reins and not being happy with the way the offense looked in practice this week and asking to speak to the team and giving them the old rah-rah. Shine was kind of all over Drake May earlier during his lead. I thought he looked better than Caleb Williams did yesterday, certainly.
Yeah, I just don't think that was a very high bar is the issue, right? Caleb was not very good in that game. I also think Drake wasn't – I don't think that was Drake's best by any means. Like, I thought that was a very – against a really good defense, it was kind of an ugly performance all the way around from everybody, but they managed to get the win and played well.
Certainly the interception, like, I don't know how he doesn't see – it was Edwards, I think. I don't know how he doesn't see him.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. The sacks – that first sack was on – on Wenyu, he got blown by.
Right.
We saw the worst snap from a center in a shotgun ever.
Correct.
That was so
second
bad.
Snap of the game.
God. I mean, there are times when you're sitting there and wondering if they're going to go back to what they were, you know, just a few weeks ago.
The pass to the linebacker, I was like, why am I watching this game?
The kick that didn't end up in the landing zone. The return, they allowed that huge return.
Field position they gave the Bears, it felt like the entire first half, Bears were first and 10 at the 48.
Like, and good on the defense or bad on the Bears offense. But,
And Caleb Williams' decision-making, too, there were a couple plays where they were in field goal range, and it wasn't like Caleb Williams had a lot of time. The offensive line sucked. But you have to know to get rid of the football. There was at least two that cost them 3 points each where they were at the 35 and he got sacked at the 42 and then they punted it.
He's trying to force it sometimes, but I think that comes into play with him thinking that he's better than he is at this point in his career.
But those are rookie mistakes, though, because he was kind of playing well for a little bit. He's kind of hit a little bit of a rough patch. So if you're a Chicago Bears fan, you're probably like, oh, we found that guy. He gives us the best chance. So same with Drake May, right? Like, when we see Drake May – and even though the game wasn't great that he played, you still go, the reason why they were in position to win that football game or have an opportunity to win that football game, at least from the offensive side of the ball, is because Drake May was able to make plays.
Yeah, I love the way – I like – what was the play where he was basically was scrambling and ended up down in the ball with his left hand? To me, he's just—he's aware. Mm-hmm. He doesn't make short of that interception. He doesn't make a lot of dumb mistakes with the football. I, you guys brought it up earlier, and it pains me to say it, but I don't think that message that he gave in the locker room this week to those guys would have been received the same way if that message was being given by Mac Jones.
Oh, God.
And so, he certainly has the. He's got the ear of his teammates, which is a great thing to do. He didn't come in here, and his before he got here, he didn't try to trademark any kind of
Mac 10
any kind of specialty phrase. And whoever's
running, you know, running things behind the scenes for him is doing a great job because he's not a dink.
But also, you know? Think of how it became the story about the team wanting Mac to play. I mean, Drake to play, where the entire groundswell of support was the team saying behind the scenes, we see Drake in practice, he's ready to go. But it wasn't Drake bitching about right. not seeing the field,
right.
which I think is another quality that separates him from Mac, where the team wanted him mm-hmm. to play. They saw him in practice. They saw how he handled the huddle. Another right. thing we don't talk about anymore, all the pre-snap penalties. His handling of the line of scrimmage has improved. Like, little things that are, you know, we took for granted for so long, but there has been a relatively steady growth.
Well, and this was kind of going back to a little bit with your lead, Curtis. It's just going back, the difference that you have as a the difference that a good quarterback makes on a coaching staff. You know, there'll still be some times where you're like, all right, this coaching staff, they're not doing a good enough job with this guy, but this guy does have talent. You know, so when I start to look at Drake May and you're like, yeah, I watched, you know, some of that Jacksonville game, and you know, to watch Mac Jones and Sam Darnold, you're like, Jesus, these two guys, like, Sam Darnold was throwing interceptions. You're like, dude, where the hell are you throwing the football?
Dude, like, Jared Goff had five of them in a game last night. Five of them. Like, it's just some of these guys that make decisions, make these crazy decisions that I've never seen before. And, like, Drake has, like, a moment, a game, where I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know if that was a great idea. But that's it. It's, like, one real moment where I'm like, all right, dude, like, figure that out. And it's just, I think a lot of that is him being 22 years old and being wildly talented and still trying to figure it all out.
Like, did you have Drake May 1 in your mock?
Yes, I did.
Your final mock?
Sure did.
Where'd you have Caleb Williams?
I had him too, to be completely fair.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is probably, at this point, I would say a swing and a miss, because Jaden Daniels is head right. and shoulders better than Caleb Williams.
Well, Jaden Daniels is of the three the best so far.
I don't disagree. I don't agree with that. I think Drake May is probably long-term going to be better than Jaden Daniels.
Well, less of a body of work, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. I think all four of them are pretty good. I think Drake May, I think Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, and I think...
Curtis? What? I have your mock right here. It's Caleb Williams number one.
Yeah, because I had Caleb Williams going to the Bears. No, in my big board, I had Drake May won the whole time.
There's a very big difference. I was very confused when you owned up to, oh, yeah, no, I had Drake May won.
I had Drake May won the entire time as on my big board.
But
Greg wasn't talking about your big board. He said your mock.
Oh, okay. Well, Greg gets words wrong all the time. I just assumed he was talking about the big board.
Whoa.
There's a very big difference.
All right. So it's big boardy out of number one.
Yeah,
but the mock,
always. Yeah, Adam, yeah.
Because remember, the mock is different.
So what are we supposed to go by? Your big board?
Yeah, the big board.
Well, the big board is where I have players ranked personally, how I see them. Right. The mock is where I think they're going to get drafted.
Big board is how I feel.
They're very different.
Big board is how I feel during draft talk.
Yeah. Well, I think it's actually a whiteboard, and he has some of his dreams and desires on there as well.
I know. I don't manifest like Gerard Mayo. I don't need to do that.
My favorite thing about this is
I'm not blushing. I'm always ready.
NFL mock draft database, and it says accuracy 13%, 956th place.
What, well, this year? Yeah, it wasn't great.
I mean, there's four people who are 44 people who are worse.
I'm just having fun.
Listen, it's great to know you have the quarterback. Now, you got to build around him. And so Wiggy brought this up earlier. I think it may have been your lead, which is that it's on Elliott Wolf. With some input, I'm guessing, from Gerard Mayo. I know it's very collaborative around here. But what do you do to improve this football team in the offseason? So,
that's the most important thing. Like, when you start to look at the football team in the direction of – Curtis and I both agree. If you start a Drake May, you're maybe in the mix for a potential playoff spot. So if you look at that and you go, okay, we're in the mix. Now we're – there's a chance we probably won't get there. This offseason, if we start adding known commodities around Drake May, there's a legitimate chance that you are now in the mix for a playoff spot or even greater than that, AFC Championship or even Super Bowl. No one, like, if you look at the NFC right now, I think there are people that could say Washington could be in the NFC Championship.
Yep.
Right? So you're not that far off when you have the quarterback. This year's draft, if you look at the prospects, there's none of these like glaring like five wide receivers where you're like, oh, we're picking at 16. If that guy will fall into our lap, he'll be a game changer. So now it's more important for Elliott Wolf to hit on free agents that are available and or trading for disgruntled, established, good players that might be looking for a change of scenery.
If you were of the mindset that it was going to be difficult to get free agents to come here, has that changed purely because of Drake May?
I think it does.
It has?
Because we've seen it in Washington with Jaden Daniels.
How many wins do you think you absolutely need to make it into the playoffs?
10.
You do?
Maybe
9.
You can sneak in with 9.
Because if they split with the Bills, there's a chance.
The Bills are good, though.
I know.
I don't. Let's not get
ahead of ourselves.
Right.
The Bills may also have nothing to play for in Week 18.
Right. Exactly, Shyam.
But let's not get like it's a great win, but we don't know what Patriot team is going to show up next week against the Rams.
Yeah, I need them to win. They haven't won consecutive games this organization since 2022.
I mean, slow down a little bit.
Yeah,
but. I do appreciate the optimism. Yeah. I have no optimism about the offseason. Another thing, I was got a little info this weekend. We did a whole thing on Saturday's show about Van Pelt being gone. I've been told he's not going anywhere. So
really?
Yeah. So I'm not like, you know, not a great day to rip Van Pelt. I thought the offense was okay. But the idea that he was this one year, you know, he is here, I believe, barring some unforeseen tragedy to the offense, that so you'll see Van Pelt, which I actually, if you're going to keep Mayo around, then at least you have Drake May with the same coach for two straight years. But I don't know the exact reasoning, but I don't believe Alex Van Pelt was hired knowing that he could be fired at the end of the year, unlike other areas of the coaching staff where you could see more change.
And I don't know how much of this was just the fact that it was the Bears, but they were able to get the run game going, not only with Ramondre, but Jamichael Hasty, I think, had some good runs yesterday. Do you feel like Alex Van Pelt did a more than manageable job when it came to game plan yesterday?
I think it's so much about the health of Ramondre Stevenson, and I think we all take that for granted. The way he ran yesterday, it's a different offense when he's healthy, and I don't know whether he was just better rested or I don't know what happened. It's not like the Bears have a fast turf, but when you're able to use Gibson as the change of pace back and Ramondre is able to get those first and second down runs,
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
How many times yesterday was it 2nd and 3, 2nd and 4, 3rd and 1, whereas it felt like for the weeks leading up to yesterday, they were always behind because they'd have a snap, you know, first down be a false start. First and 15, then it's 3rd and 6 and you punt on after an incomplete pass. The offense was so different with Ramondre, and I thought Van Pelt had a good pace. There was actual, I don't know. It was.
And who else can dial up a double reverse throwback screen?
Right.
I kind of agree with Curtis that you, I think Van Pelt is an Elliot Wolf guy, and I don't think they're going to pull the plug on him after one season. Like, you start to see some of the coaches out there, like maybe Mark Davis, because you bring in Brady, it's a new guy, pulls the plug on Antonio Pierce after his first season, right? I just don't see, like, and we've seen some offensive coordinators get fired already, but I don't know if we've seen a guy in their first year get fired that after the first year who's brought in by the GM, and I don't know. I kind of agree with you. I don't think Alex Van Pelt's going anywhere.
He wasn't the number one choice. He was the only guy who essentially wanted the job. Like, that changes based on Drake May. There are going to be, I would assume, there are going to be guys who want this job.
Right. But what's the difference, though, prior to that? Don't you think the offensive coordinator who was interviewing after the season, and let's call it, what, February? Is interviewing, or even March, right, is interviewing. Don't you think they're going, hey, we're probably going to take a quarterback with the top three pick. It's either going to be Drake May or Jaden Daniels. Don't you think that offensive coordinator that they're interviewing knows that and goes, okay, at least I know what I'm walking into.
Yeah, but
Then why do you think that when the people that they were trying to get to take the job wouldn't take it, what do you think it was about?
I'm fearful that it's the same reason Breslow was the last choice that signed with the Red Sox as the GM, that they saw Henry and Kraft as not spending, that there wasn't an intention to bring the payroll to a place it needed to be.
There's also uncertainty about the head coach. Like, you've got a first-year head coach.
I think Curtis is spot on. Because if you're the OC and you come in and you go, okay, we got the number three overall pick, but we got nothing else around them, it really doesn't matter how good I am as an offensive coordinator because I got a rookie and no talent around them.
And if you look at the jobs that are going to open up this year, every coach that has a scintilla of offensive genius associated with him will be given a head coaching job because organizations now value that and they want to bring in a young offensive mind because that way, if you're successful, he's not going to jump ship in a year or two to take a head coaching job.
Right, you also might have some guys like Brian Daboll who are looking for jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who would want that job.
That's true.
That's a good point. That's your best bet.
Yeah, or Josh McDaniels.
That is your
like
best
that.
Bet. If you're looking, don't look for the young, up-and-coming guy. Because, you know, if they do have success, then they're on to the next job. It is the Brian Daboll's, the Josh.
I think that helps Gerard Mayo also. Like, you get that that veteran coach presence
right
there.
And I don't know if Josh McDaniels is potential, but it is the guy similar to that who have had head coaching experience. It's not worked out, but they're, you know, it's that whole saying, you're a better coordinator than you are a head coach. And maybe McDaniels, maybe Brian, because we know what Daboll did with a guy like Josh Allen. Look at some of those guys where you can go like, okay, maybe we go after one of them than the young up-and-coming guy. That you like, they're not going to get a Bobby Slowick or a Ben Johnson because those guys are going to be head coaches.
And look at all the jobs that are going to open up. Already the Jets are going to have to hire a new coach. I think the Dolphins may.
No.
The Jaguars definitely.
Well, there's another one.
The Saints job's open already.
The Saints job, you got two.
Mike McDaniel.
Half
Miami.
Of the AFC, NFC East teams and the Giants and the Cowboys both going to be
looking
for coaches.
He's not going to be gone.
No, but if he is gone, he could
potentially. He has the Tua excuse for this
season.
Yeah,
but you never know, though.
That coach is all horned up for big stories. Owner, Stephen Ross.
But if he is gone, he's potentially one of those offensive coordinator candidates you could go after.
You just can't vape here.
I think maybe you could vape, but maybe not flavor. But those are the guys I think you would start to look at.
Right.
Those guys that have, I don't know, like a guy like maybe Doug Peterson, if he's gone in Jacksonville.
No, thank you.
There's a chance that Gerard Mayo.
As an OC?
No.
As an OC, you wouldn't want him.
Who's this?
Doug Peterson. As an OC.
I'd rather Boomer's boy, Frank Reich, as an OC. Yeah. But if there's a chance next year that Gerard Mayo is the second longest tenured coach in the division.
All right.
It's a Patriots Monday, and we are at Gillette Stadium. We will talk with Boomer Esiason coming up in about 15 minutes at 8, and then Gerard Mayo at 9 on a Mayo Monday at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.